Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. It's time for the wisdom moment. We'd like to share from the wisdom moment is from Proverbs, where you think about wisdom as like the proper application of knowledge. You know, all this, we have all this knowledge of what's going on right now, for example, with Newtown, Connecticut, with the Oregon situation, another town in California where they were in the parking lot beginning to fire shots in the air in the mall and then fire into the parking lot itself. And this uprising that's taking place with these different things. And that's knowledge. We know that. But wisdom is, what do we do about it?
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom's, what do we do about it? And that's why wisdom is important, because you can watch the news all day long and know a whole bunch of things and then just be terrified because you don't have any wisdom. You don't know what to do about it. So the wisdom moment, and you can listen to these. We have them every day that you can go back and listen to them that can encourage you in certain aspects of your life and what to do about the things that you know. It's not enough to know the things you know, but you need to know what to do with the things you know. Now, here we are, the wisdom moment, and knowing, because you can have all this information you're getting, and it will just lock you up. It'll cause you to be fearful and anxious unless you know what to do with it. And that's what we're trying to talk about and begin a conversation and been talking about is, you know, what to do with this news that we know. Mm-hmm. And today's is Proverbs 17, I believe it's verse 4. Let me make sure. Proverbs 17, verse 4. And it's important to know what to do with the news we know. Just to just look at it over and over again, and there's so much news. It's just utterly ridiculous of the news that's out there. And you think you're just going to watch it for a few moments, and as they're just about to go off, you're thinking, okay, great, when this is over, I'm not going to watch it. Then they tell you something that pulls you right in to make you watch it again and again and again. This is Proverbs 17. Verse 5, Proverbs 17, verse 5, it reads, "He who mocks the poor shows contempt for their maker. Whoever gloats over disaster will not go unpunished." Think about this. He who mocks the poor shows contempt for their maker. And whoever gloats over disaster will not go unpunished. First of all, you know, what is the word mock? What's the definition of the word mock? It's important. It's to tease or laugh at in a scornful or contemptuous way or manner. Just kind of, you know, mocking someone. Mm-hmm. And contempt is defined as a feeling that a person is beneath them or beneath consideration or worthless or deserving of the scorn that's coming their way. So whoever teases or laughs at a poor person in a scornful feeling towards this particular person they're making in front of, they feel like that person's beneath them or worthless or deserving of scorn, is showing the exact same thing towards God.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say, I'm not talking about God. I'm just talking about this transient that's out here begging for money in front of the store. I'm just talking about this person that I see every day on the side of a particular street in our community. And the thing about it is the Word of God lets us know plainly that we've got to get God's perspective of it. Because when we're talking about a person, we're talking about that person's creator.
That's right.
And what's the difference between him and us? We're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the value of our life's not measured by the abundance of things. That's how men measure it. God measures like he created us in his image and his likeness, and we're all loved by him.
That's right.
We've got to get God's perspective of the poor. Getting his perspective will transform your life, your priorities, and cause you to be quick to notice, pray for, and help those in need to the extent you're able to do so. Because he says, when we lend to the poor, he that's kind to the poor is kind to God. And it's so important. The first part of that proverb is that you know, you've got to be careful to be able to mistreat this person. And listen, if your life is not in some way doing something for someone less fortunate, you're missing God's perspective of the poor. You need to be reaching out and sowing into somebody who's doing it, or you're doing it yourself to be able to get there, you know, to somebody that's poor and less fortunate than you, to show God in your own heart that you say they're just as valuable as you are in others. Mm-hmm. But then it goes on and says, you know, whoever gloats over disaster will not go unpunished. You know, gloat means is to contemplate on or dwell on one's own success or another's misfortune with a smugness. So whoever is contemplating on or dwelling on one's own success or another's misfortune with smugness, who's looking at disaster that way, you're not going to go unpunished. Mm. That's when we're looking at what happened at Newtown, Connecticut. We should be just devastated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we should be devastated what's taken place. That's the response.
Mm-hmm.
And cause and effect, we're looking at cause and effect. We're not doing it in a way of measuring things. We're just saying, hey, we don't want this to happen again. We care enough about the people that still are alive that we will talk about cause and effect and seek God's direction for this so it doesn't happen again. Not so we can say, hey, this is the reason why. It's just we don't want this to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for us to measure others by ourselves or to say when disaster comes upon a person or that person, you know, I told you so.
Mm.
Yeah, we're to be compassionate, to feel broken towards their loss and their loss in the situation, but realizing that if we decide to gloat over disaster, we can expect a time of punishment coming our way. We might even end up falling to the very same thing that mm-hmm. they fell to, for example. But Jesus said it plainly when he's talking about in Luke 13. He's talking about Luke chapter 13, I think 1-5. You know, people are coming to him, but Jesus is talking, and he says, this is the introduction of it. He says, now, there were some present at the time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with the sacrifices. So he's talking about, you know, somebody did something with their blood and mixed it in some evil sacrifice, and they're trying to compare themselves and say this is mm-hmm. a disastrous thing that came to the people. Jesus answered them, do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than you?
Mm.
Think about it. Mm. Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all of the Galileans because they suffered this way? This is so important. You know, and the person that's coming from the wrong perspective is going like, no, Jesus, we're talking about people in Connecticut. And it's like, no. We're all the same.
That's right.
So Jesus is saying, just say it again. Jesus said, do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered in this way? This is what Jesus says. I tell you, no.
Hmm.
But unless you repent, you too will all perish. What does this say? This is a warning to us and understanding. Listen, everybody's going to die. And if we don't repent, we're going to die earlier than expected.
Hmm.
And we need to repent. That's what he says. And they're like, I'm sure they're going like, hey, we weren't talking about us. We're talking about those Galileans up there. And then he goes on and says, and Jesus, to drive it home, he says it again. He says, Jesus says, or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were more guilty than all the other ones who live in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will also perish. Mm-hmm. And so what would you mean, put it this way? He says, or those in Newtown, Connecticut, who died when this evil man comes in and does what he does, this massacre, do you think they were more guilty than all the other ones who live in America? Mm. No. Mm. Every one of us has to repent and come to God. We are all the same. There's no difference. And measuring ourselves, you know, it's like, come on. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. You're made in the image and the likeness of God. The rich man, the poor man, all 50 states in America, God thinks about everybody the same. Who does God love? You can hear about that on the VFN Torch. Listen, he loves us. He loves you. Notice that what's taking place is a message to us to know that we need to repent because our life could end today. You don't know if you're shopping in the mall. If some crazy man's going to come in there and do some crazy stuff, or you don't know when you send your kids to school. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen when we're driving our cars home. You know, I was driving my truck, going to an appointment, and all of a sudden I was T-boned in the side of my truck. You just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with many people that are driving and texting and calling and computing and not paying attention on the road. I mean, you just don't know. The thing about it is we got to be ready at any moment and any time. to be able to meet God.
Mm-hmm.
Turn our lives to God and realize all of us, it's appointed once for all of us to die and then the judgment. Disaster can come either of our ways, but it doesn't make one worse than the other. Today's wisdom moment is Proverbs 17:5. He who mocks the poor shows contempt for their maker. Whoever gloats over disaster will not go unpunished.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.